So you wanted to live in interesting times? Well, you got it. It's happening. Welcome to the situation update for Thursday, January 7th, 2021. Looks like this is the day that we've lost our republic. That's what it looks like. Now, President Trump could take action, and there are still, you know, a couple of options remaining. However, from what Trump gave in his speech yesterday, it doesn't seem like Trump is going to do anything. And the bigger story is this whole false flag operation of the storming of the Capitol building, followed by martial law in D.C., a curfew, military surrounding the Capitol building, and then the Speaker of the House convening a secret late night get-together, a new session to vote to put Biden into office in the dark of night while America slept. And that's exactly what happened. Now, I'm actually recording this later in the evening on the 6th. You're hearing this on the 7th. So I don't know exactly how everything's going to play out in the late, late hours, but it's a pretty good guess because the Speaker of the House has put out a press release calling for all of this to reconvene and to vote Biden into power. And this is being done under martial law, and it's being done under the dark of night with no transparency, where they had Capitol Police execute a 16-year-old unarmed woman. A Trump supporter was shot and killed, shot in the neck. She was unarmed. She was only carrying a flag. She was executed by a Capitol Police. The media won't cover that, of course. And you're not allowed to see anything. There's no transparency, just like the way they covered the windows of the vote counting operations in cities like Philadelphia and Atlanta and Detroit and so on. No transparency. No GOP observers are allowed. This is the way Democrats run things. It's always false flag operations, a complicit treasonous media, a bunch of backstabbing traitors like VP Pence, who I'll get to here in a second. And then they do whatever they want to do under the cover of night, and then they blame you for the things they did. That's right. They blame you for it. So now, I mean, think about this, the storming of the Capitol building. Number one, it was initiated by Black Lives Matter and Antifa personnel. They are the ones who led it. And as Jeffrey Prather said in an emergency broadcast yesterday, these provocateurs had previously met with Capitol Police and they had arranged for this. And we even have the video on naturalnews.com and brighttown.com of Capitol Police allowing the Blantifa leaders to come on in and storm the Capitol building. It was all allowed by design. And then in order to get patriots to follow them in, guess what they did? They coordinated with treasonous traitor Mike Pence, who, remember, I've been calling the traitor-elect, and now it's confirmed. Pence is a 100% traitor. He will go down in history as a Benedict Arnold. He is a criminal traitor to the Republic and should be arrested and tried for treason. Lynn Wood was right. Lynn Wood was right about Mike Pence all along, it turns out. But Mike Pence timed it. His announcement that came midday yesterday, his announcement saying that he would not object to the electoral votes. And by the way, no one ever invoked the Senator Grassley option, which we talked about yesterday. It seems like Grassley screwed up, leaked it out too early, 2 days ago, and then Grassley's option got shut down. So then yesterday on the 6th, Grassley was nowhere to be seen taking over for Pence. Pence jumped in, made an announcement to betray the Republic, to piss off the patriots, and then at the same time, the Capitol Police allowed Blantifa to raid or storm the Capitol building, and they got a bunch of patriots to follow them in. Now, once in the building, the patriots basically just stood around. And they were just standing on the steps of the Capitol building. They were in there filming and streaming and talking. And it was the Blantifa people who were breaking into Pelosi's office, for example, and standing at the head of the Senate chambers, that one dude with horns, the Viking guy. So that's a BLM guy. He was at BLM rallies. earlier this year. So the Patriots were just standing around. They weren't doing anything except, you know, dodging bullets from the Capitol Police, who shot and executed a 16-year-old Trump supporter. Now then, this so-called storming of the Capitol building, which, again, if it had been something that the left wanted to portray as peaceful, they would have called it mostly peaceful, right? But since they say it's Trump supporters, they call it domestic terrorism. Oh, right on cue. And so you have this Congresswoman, Cori Bush, and Cori Bush tweeted out, "Oh, I believe the Republican members of Congress who have incited this domestic terror attack through their attempts to overturn the election must face consequences. They have broken their sacred oath of office." So now she's saying that the GOP members who were objecting to the fraudulent Biden votes are inciting domestic terror attacks. Well, what domestic terrorism? Where's the terror? The only terror came from the Blantifa people and the Capitol Police. There was no terror from the Patriots. They weren't setting fire to the building like Antifa does. They weren't shining lasers into the eyes of law enforcement. They weren't throwing Molotov cocktails or bricks or frozen water bottles or urine bottles. Nothing. Those are things that the left does. The Patriots didn't do any of that stuff. There was no terrorism. It was actually peaceful. I mean, what was damaged in the building? What was burned down? Who was hurt except for the 16-year-old Trump supporter who was shot by Capitol Police? That was police violence against innocent, unarmed protesters. So if you look at it, this is not domestic terrorism. This was a false flag operation. But then the Democrats are using it now to call for the expulsion of GOP members. So here's back to Cori Bush. And she says, you know, she's a Democrat for Missouri, St. Louis. And she looks like part of this radical left-wing, you know, cult mob. And she says, "I'm calling for the immediate impeachment of Donald Trump and his removal from office. I'm also calling for the expulsion of GOP members of Congress complicit in inciting the attack on our nation's capital. Their actions must have consequences." So remember, people like Cori Bush were silent when Antifa and Black Lives Matter were burning down left-wing cities, you know, Seattle and Portland and so on, over the summer and the fall months as well, when they were attacking law enforcement and attacking police and burning police cars and burning buildings, burning down local restaurants. People like Cori Bush were totally silent. "Oh, there's nothing going on there, nothing to see. That's totally peaceful. What are you talking about?" But now, suddenly, when there's no violence committed by the protesters in the Capitol building, they just walk in there. Basically, they're taking a tour, like, "Wow, check out the marble. You know, I've never been in here. Look at this chamber." That's called domestic terrorism. So you see how this all works together. And then Capitol Police, they bring in the tear gas, they fire tear gas, and they push everybody out of the building. They shut it down. They bring in the National Guard. And they announce a martial law, a curfew, and then Nancy Pelosi says, "Oh, let's all reconvene and let's go ahead and pass whatever we want because nobody's watching. Nobody's protesting." So the whole thing was planned. The whole thing was planned. And, you know, some Trump supporters got swept up into following the provocateurs into the building. But once the Trump supporters were in the building, all they did was like stand around. They didn't actually do anything that could be considered terrorism. I mean, for God's sake, isn't it the nation's capital? You know, what the people don't have the right to be there on this historic day? So what's happening in the media now is that Trump and his supporters, and especially his supporters in Congress, are being called inciting terrorism. That's the narrative. And it was all set in place on purpose. Now, from a practical sense, you know, even though none of us necessarily expected this to happen, I didn't predict that this would happen. But we are pretty much where we thought we would be at this point. You may recall for the last couple of weeks, I've warned that Pence was a traitor, that Pence would betray us and Congress would betray us. And that's exactly what happened. And I am not surprised. And Pence was part of a conspiracy to remove Trump back in 2016. Pence has been a traitor from the start. We now know because of some new information that's come out. Pence was never a patriot, and Pence is a fake Christian. A real Christian could not turn over this country to the CCP. But Pence, who pretends to be an evangelical, he's another one of these fake Christians. And now I believe what Lynn Wood is implying about Pence and Jeffrey Epstein and pedophilia and all of that. I think Lynn Wood is absolutely correct. And it's not just Pence, it's not just Roberts, it's a whole network of these criminal child molesters who are also treasonous traitors who will betray this country every chance they get. And you look there on Capitol Hill and you see the Mitch McConnells and you see the Mike Pences and you see the members of Congress and also on the Dem side, the Nancy Pelosi's and Chuck Schumer's and so on. And it is a sick, twisted criminal cabal of traitors who all need to be tried for treason. And you may also recall that I've said all along that I thought this would go to a military option. And now that's kind of all that is remaining. there are a couple of cases pending before the Supreme Court still, but SCOTUS can't be trusted in this. And any plan of kicking this back to the states seems to be over and done with, although it's worth mentioning that Wisconsin is planning on having a vote to rescind its electors and from Biden and give them to Trump. And also Arizona is in a similar process. So there is still a scenario where states, I think it would require four states to rescind their votes for Biden and vote for Trump. But now you see the media is going to use this, quote, domestic terrorism storming of the Capitol to try to claim the moral high ground and then try to say that Trump's people are all terrorists and Trump is a terrorist and therefore no one can support Trump. And this is really going to have the effect of suppressing any momentum that was previously put in place for these states to vote for Trump. And that's the whole point of this. See, it's the same thing. It's controlling the narrative. It's the information warfare. That's what this is. And it's controlling people's emotions, social engineering, and then falsely claiming the moral high ground, while in fact, the real terrorists in America are the fake news media. They're journo terrorists. The Democrats are terrorists. I mean, big tech are terrorists. I mean, Twitter was out there censoring Trump's video that called for people to peacefully go home. Trump had put out a video yesterday, like a 1-minute video. He said, everybody go home in peace. This is not who we are, basically. Our people don't commit violence like this. Just go home in peace. Twitter censored it because Twitter doesn't want Trump to be able to communicate a message of peace. And then Twitter pulled that video and blocked Trump from tweeting for 12 hours. So here we have Twitter blocking the president of the United States. Now, I mean, it's amazing. Now, the silver lining in all of this, oh, and by the way, there's a busload of Antifa reporter Paul Sperry documented this, saw a busload of Antifa showing up to be part of the provocateurs. The silver lining in all of this is that Trump now has no options remaining. In other words, remember how we were saying that Trump was probably looking to exhaust every other option, the SCOTUS option, the Congress option, the Pence maneuver option, all these options? Well, guess what? They're all exhausted. They are way exhausted. They're gone. It's done. So now it all falls onto Trump to invoke military authority or the Insurrection Act or special forces or what have you. And the question is, will Trump do that? Because it's interesting. See, Pence was in a position where we were looking at Pence and saying, will Pence do the right thing? Pence could save the Republic, or he could be a traitor and betray us all. What will Pence do? Will he go down in history as a hero or a zero? Well, Pence chose to be a zero. Now the question is, what will Trump choose? Because Trump is in the same boat right now. Trump is in the position where he's got all the cards. He's got the 2018 executive order. You know, he's got Chris Miller at the DOD. He's got special forces. You know, he's got the foreign interference proof through DNI Ratcliffe. He's got the servers and the packets that were scanned and all this new information from Italy involving Barack Obama and how they used the Italian satellite constellation put in place by, what was it? Well, yeah, it was called Leonardo, the company that puts satellites up for Italy. And they're even the Vatican may have been involved in this, it turns out. But that was all done to rig the elections and have remote control over the Dominion machines. We've got the proof that the Dominion machines can be remotely controlled and hacked. Trump can order the seizure of the Dominion machines, of the ballots. You know, he's got all these options, but will he act? Will he pull the trigger on this? And by the way, this false flag attack on the Capitol seemingly makes it more difficult for Trump to pull the trigger because now he's being accused of inciting terrorism. You know, when in fact it was the left that pulled it off. And it's the left that put in place a military dictatorship in D.C. last night so they could pass their secret, you know, acceptance of Joe Biden. But they will accuse Trump of trying to be a military dictator. See, once again, they accuse Trump of everything that they themselves are doing. So Nancy Pelosi is trying to be a dictator. and she's doing a pretty good job of it. You know, of being an evil dictator. So the question is, will Trump pull the trigger? Now, clearly, Trump has the American people behind him. And clearly, he's got most elements of the Pentagon and the DOD and special forces and so on behind him. But now he's run out of options. So Trump is going to have to make a choice in the next very few days of whether he's going to be a hero or he's going to be a zero. And Trump's going to be viewed in the same way that we now view Pence if he fails to act. Trump can be a hero by saying, yes, I'm going to act decisively. I'm going to invoke the national security option. We're going to arrest the traitors. We're going to have honest elections. We're going to reveal everything. We're going to declassify the bombshell evidence and so on. That would make him a hero. Or if he stands back and does nothing, he's going to be a big fat zero and he will lose his entire base. And all Trump supporters will abandon him, you know, including myself. And most of us have already abandoned the GOP and the DNC. So there would be about maybe 80 million Americans who are partyless at that point. They don't trust the GOP. They don't trust the DNC. They don't trust Trump anymore in that scenario. You know, they were betrayed by Trump and Pence and everybody. And this is actually the making of a civil war or kind of a breakup of the nation, which is exactly what China has wanted to achieve. This is what they want, to sow chaos and uncertainty and disunion to break the country apart. And that would naturally lead to people calling for secession of their states. Heck, I might be one of those people, call for Texas to secede from the United States, possibly, or for Texas to nullify federal laws. For example, in other words, to be a sanctuary state, which is a tactic that the left invented when they wanted to ignore federal immigration law in their sanctuary cities. So what if we want to ignore federal firearms laws or federal taxation? That's the big one. What if the state of Texas announced that no one in Texas should pay taxes to the federal government? See, that's how secession actually begins. What if Texas sets up its own parallel government and brings in Oklahoma, Louisiana, and, you know, some other states with it, Mississippi, who knows, maybe Kansas and Missouri and so on, creates a big block of states and just runs its own parallel government. Say we have a new president, and we don't recognize the CCP, Joe Biden, who is a puppet. So this is how it starts, and sadly, this is exactly what China wants to see happen in the United States. Now, as that happens, of course, Joe Biden would try to use the military to attack the states that are seceding from the Union. So you see, Biden will use the military, even though Trump, it seems, may not. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he will. But if he doesn't, guess what? Biden will. So if Trump doesn't invoke the Insurrection Act right now, after January 20th, Biden will definitely invoke the Insurrection Act. Biden will invoke it, and he will use it to send out death squads to execute patriots, to take down Trump supporters in D.C. and all across the country, all across in the media, in culture, in business. This will become a one-party country. It'll be ruled just like communist China. If you don't worship the Communist Party, you will be executed or removed from society with a kind of social credit scoring system. I mean, many parts of America are already at that point, such as in California. You can't exist in the West Coast society unless you worship Democrats and Obama and pretend that Michelle Obama is a biological woman and things like that. You have to be this make-believe person, believe in transgenderism and genital mutilation of young boys and girls. You have to think that's an awesome thing. So you have to live in this fantasy world to even exist in California society on the West Coast. And they're going to push that across the whole country through the universities, through pop culture, media, corporate boards, corporate America, everything, public schools. It's all going to be a mass indoctrination system. I mean, it's almost there already. It's just going to get way worse, and it's going to be enforced at gunpoint. Basically, America becomes the CCP. That's what will happen under Joe Biden. Now, there will be mass resistance against that. And this is my other major concern of where this is likely going. If Trump doesn't act, he's going to thrust America into massive civil war bloodshed. And just as, you know, I would warn, you know, if I were alive in the 1940s, if I knew about Pearl Harbor, that it was going to happen, and I knew it was coming, I would try to warn America, hey, Pearl Harbor is coming. It's going to be a surprise attack. A lot of people are going to die. We're going to be in war with Japan. You know, I would have said that. Doesn't mean I condone Pearl Harbor. In the same way, I'm not condoning what I'm about to describe. I'm warning that I think this is what's going to happen. And it is the following scenario. Given the level of cheating and fraud and corruption and criminality of the people in charge of the government, and given that the CIA execution squads have already been running, and they've so far executed 5 members of the GOP just in the last several weeks that we know of. And of course, it was said that they died from COVID. Yeah, that's the new code word for being executed by the CIA. So if you see someone died of COVID, it's actually a CIA hit. Yeah, I mean, if they're a person in a position of politics who is in the way of the agenda of the globalists. So given that that is already underway, I would imagine we're going to probably start to see this war escalate across America, where it's not just GOP lawmakers who are being executed, but it's Democrat lawmakers who are being targeted and taken out as well. I think we're going to see probably a lot of kinetic attacks, a lot of bloodshed attempts at lawmakers, especially when you had this very contentious Georgia election that was obviously rigged yet again by the Democrats, using yet again the rigged Dominion machines. Same playbook. No one's stopping them. They're like, hey, we can cheat. The courts won't even hear the cases. They just say you have no standing. We can just cheat right in your face. So they stole the election. You know, they paused the counting. They found, you know, 30, 40,000 extra votes for their candidates, threw them in the system, deducted some votes from the GOP candidates, and then rolled it out and said, oh, we win. What do you know? We won again. Amazing. Given that they've taken over the Senate with rigged stolen elections, and they took the House in 2018 with the same rigged Dominion systems, and then they stole the White House with the same rigged systems, and that no court has agreed to hear the merits of any of these cases. So Democrats are saying, well, every court has rejected Trump's arguments. No court has rejected Trump's arguments. Every court has rejected standing or has dismissed it on a technicality. No court has actually heard the merits of any case, and certainly not the Supreme Court either. So given all of this fraud, I would imagine that many people in America who are seeing their nation taken from them and who are feeling like, they've tried everything. They tried participating in votes, and they tried having faith in the court system and the justice system. They tried peacefully supporting the president, going to rallies and all these things. None of that seemed to work. I would imagine some of them are going to start. Again, I don't advocate this. This is not something I'm calling for or advocating. I hope we don't see it. But I would imagine some of them are going to just start finding and killing whoever they see as having carried out these crimes against America. And that is, elections are supposed to be a replacement for using violence to determine who's in power, right? But the Democrats have, in essence, forfeit their side of the social contract of having fair and free elections. Democrats have said they're not going to respect any election unless they win it. And the only way they can win it is to rig it and cheat. So they're going to cheat. They're going to take power, and you can't do anything about it. Well, that's not the way the social contract works. So when the elections are null and void, what happens to a society, any society? It reverts back to basically warfare, which is all throughout world history, warfare, kings and knights and weapon systems throughout the history of China and Europe and even, Central and South America. Warfare determined who was in power. And it seems like that's where this country is going again. Because again, the Democrats will not abide by the social contract of fair and free elections. They have no interest in participating in honest elections or participating in honest free speech, because they can't win any debate. They have to engage in censorship. That's why they're censoring the president now. They won't even let him tell people to go home peacefully. That's how malicious the censorship is. And this is what America has come to now. Democrats can only rule through authoritarianism, which is why they have the military surrounding them. Last night at the Capitol building, they have a curfew. They have martial law essentially in place while they're passing secret resolutions to install Joe Biden into the White House. And every last one of them, members of Congress, who signs on to that, remember, is a treasonous criminal traitor, and whose name should be noted in history as being a traitor. And if Trump were to activate his military options here, which obviously he needs to do immediately, he has the list of who to arrest. It's the list of everyone who participated in that coup. It's a criminal coup conspiracy against America. And they are adding their own names to the list by voting for the Biden electors that they know are fraudulent. So I had mentioned earlier that maybe Trump was waiting for this final act of betrayal so that he could have the final list. He's been making a list and checking it twice, as we jokingly say, a list of traitors. Well, so he's got the list. The list is not any good unless you act on the list. I mean, he's got to pull the trigger and arrest the traitors. Otherwise, what's the point of having the list? So this is the big question of the day. Is Trump actually going to do anything, or has it all been just bluster and he doesn't have the courage to pull the trigger? Now, based on his speeches yesterday, he didn't really tell us much. I didn't see any big mother of all bombshells. I didn't see any big declassification drops. I didn't see anything huge from Trump. It was just the same old stuff. What's he waiting for? And maybe the answer is he's not waiting for anything. He's just not going to do it. That maybe he and his wife, Melania, is probably telling him, I'm tired of being beat up by, the press. Let's just get out of the White House. Let's just go. But surely Trump must realize that they won't let him just go. They will prosecute him and they will execute him. They'll arrest him, throw him in jail, and then do a Jeffrey Epstein on him. If Epstein's even dead, which he may not be. So surely Trump must realize this is a matter of self-preservation at this point. If he doesn't invoke the military authority, if he doesn't call up the militia, if he doesn't call up the people to defend the country's lost and he is lost, and he and his entire family will probably be killed, murdered by the deep state. So we have, I would imagine, a very small number of days during which this window of opportunity exists for Trump to do something. And sadly, I think that that's about maybe 4 days. And it's the, you know, it's the last 4 days. It's the final 4 days. This is it. There are no other options after this. And if he doesn't invoke military authority, probably we would see militia groups and patriots self-activating across the country, and they will not be disarmed or unarmed. They will be going active, I would imagine, at, you know, different places all across the country. And we would see our country in a civil war very quickly, and probably states would begin to pursue efforts to secede or to block recognition of Biden and so on. There'd be a lot of local pressure at different states. For example, in Texas, where I live, there'd be a lot of pressure on Governor Abbott to say, hey, Governor Abbott, you need to publicly declare that Texas does not recognize Joe Biden as president because it was a rigged election. You're going to see a lot of pressure like that. And again, you're going to see, remember how I talked about before the possibility of siege warfare against blue cities? You're going to see truckers going on strike. You're going to see different efforts to try to deny the treasonous terror hub cities access to resources such as power, water, food, telecommunications, whatever else that cities need to live on, transportation, and so on. And it's going to turn into a very nasty, very bloody, very long drawn out civil war, with probably Antifa activating as well and trying to take out GOP leaders, and then patriot groups activating and trying to take out the traitors and so on. I mean, and this could go on for a very long time, especially with apparently no controlling legal authority that is functioning in this nation any longer. There are no functioning courts. There's no functioning system of law. You know, Congress has made sure of that. There is no functioning system. We're living under chaos right now, and we're about to find ourselves living behind enemy lines in enemy-occupied territory if Biden is sworn into the White House. You will be living as a prisoner of war under mandatory COVID lockdowns, with COVID death camps being used to take you away if you don't comply. And at that point, again, a lot of people are going to hit a tipping point of saying, well, what's the point of just living and surrendering as a slave here? They might say, they're gonna take a shot at freedom, maybe with a group, maybe a large group, and they're gonna fight for freedom, or maybe a whole state fights for freedom, with secession and so on. So that's where all this is going. I understand it's not a pretty picture, but in many ways, it's not surprising that we're here. I've always said Pence was gonna betray us, and I said Congress was gonna betray us. And I said there would be no solution, likely, from Congress or the courts or the judges or anyone else. The only solution that is really, that's got a chance of working here, is the military solution. And that's what's left. That's what it's going to come down to. So I would say the best thing that you and I can do right now, if we want to avoid all this bloodshed and avoid the chaos and violence, is to encourage Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act. Do it now. Final chance. Invoke military authority. Arrest the traitors. Drop the bombshells. Release the declassified intelligence. Activate the militia to defend and protect the Constitutional Republic. Activate the people to defend their communities and go after the traitors. Otherwise, you're going to lose everything. We will lose the nation. And we'll end up in a bloody civil war that will cost many more lives for many years to come. So that's an honest assessment of where we are. We're about to be under lawless authoritarian rule by tyrants, fraudulent left-wing con artists who are all into censorship and false flags and disinformation and fake news media and exploiting children and child trafficking and abortion. All the things that they're into. And they're going to come for your guns. Have no illusions what they're going to do. They're going to give statehood to Puerto Rico and D.C. They're going to add more states. They're going to stack the Supreme Court with, 14 more liberals. They're going to end the filibuster in the Senate. They're going to take away the Second Amendment. They're going to take away the First Amendment. They're going to empower big tech. They're going to bring China into the country to run everything. Big deals with China are going to be made. They're going to open the border. The border is going to be swamped with millions of new refugees that will be given the right to vote immediately upon entering, so that the Democrats can, what they're saying to themselves is they can never risk another Trump happening again. They have to make sure that they rig every election, control every narrative, control all online speech, flood the border with illegals, bring in communism, exterminate their political enemies here domestically, and do everything in their power to maintain power, basically in the same view as the former Soviet Union or the modern day CCP or North Korea. It's going to be an authoritarian, totalitarian regime. And under that system, if you don't fight it early, probably you'll never have a chance to fight it ever, because they will very quickly seize your guns, your money, your speech, your private property, your freedom, your job, everything. You'll be a slave in a COVID camp with no rights, no property, and no money. They'll tell you what to eat, what to say, what to think, and they'll just keep you around long enough for your labor, and then one day they'll just exterminate you, turn you into Soylent Green. That's where this is going. So if Trump doesn't invoke military authority, Trump is, in a sense, condemning us all to be mass murdered by this authoritarian communist regime. That's what the stakes are. And that's why Trump needs to be encouraged to do the right thing here. You either save the nation or you condemn us all to suffer or die. What will Trump choose? I don't know the answer to that, but that's where we are. So that's all I've got for you today. There are a lot of events taking place. Be sure to check naturalnews.com for updates. And there are a lot of new videos being posted on brighteon.com every hour of the day, you know, from the events in DC and elsewhere. So be sure to check those websites and others as well, other news aggregation sites. Stay informed. You know, keep the faith. Send your prayers for America, for Trump, for yourself, for me, for all of us who are fighting for human freedom at this point. And be ready. Be ready for miracles to happen. But also, if they don't, be ready for what happens next, because it's not going to be pretty. But I'll bring you another situation update tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com.